I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I talked to so many people who had to, quote, retire from their career, but they didn't want to quit working. So retooling for another profession could be a huge thing. It could be something you've always wanted to do. I was out in a little town in California recently with my daughter and her husband and my wife, and we went to this coffee shop, and this older couple's running this coffee shop, and they said, you know, this has been our, they were like in their mid-60s, and they said, we've wanted to move to this city for 20 years, Cambria, California, and it took us 20 years to get here, but now we're living our dream. So sometimes it's actually getting around to doing something you wanted to do your whole life. So career, health is a huge area. How's your health, and are you taking care of your health? And that's everything from exercise to nutrition to issues like what kind of house are we going to live in? Those are some of the really big areas.
Purpose really is one of the keys, isn't it, Hans? Say more about that, because obviously it's going to make a difference not only in our health, but just in life in general. Say more about purpose.
Yeah, yeah. You were talking at the top of the hour about 9/11 and how we all remember where we were. And our generation, you know, we grew up in the 60s and 70s. And I think one of the characteristics of the boomer generation was they wanted to make a difference. We wanted to change the world. And it's true, we became like the most materialistic generation America's ever seen. But I still think there's that passion in our hearts to make a difference. Okay, so what happens when you, quote, have to retire or you reach the retirement years? You have to find a new purpose. And, you know, we don't believe, Rick and I, who wrote this book together, we don't believe that there's satisfaction in just playing golf and collecting shells on the beach. You know, some people have this, we talked at the beginning of the book about, if you have this attitude of entitlement, you know, I'm now entitled to just spoil myself and do what I want to, we think you're going to be pretty miserable, and you might even go to the dark side, the dark place of depression and misery. So to us, a key is to find a new purpose. And there are so many things we can do later in life. For one thing, we can give back, you know, volunteer. We can make a difference. We can mentor young people. And so we're kind of passionate about helping people find purpose. And it's probably a new purpose or maybe an old dormant purpose that you suppressed years ago that you need to rekindle.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.